Now it's time for the exciting return of Name That Sport. Hello, everybody. Yeah. I'm your host, Junior Miller. Welcome to another edition of Name That Sport, where we play audio cuts from various play-by-play from sporting events that have aired on national, local, or national television and or a major streaming platform. I'm always amazed, especially on weekends when I'm flipping through the guide or surfing the internet, of all the random sporting events that are televised. It's not just like the old days, football, basketball, baseball, and sometimes hockey. Everything is out there. Many of these sports random. And we've got two contestants today playing Name That Sport.
Yeah.
Let's first welcome from Dallas, Texas, Mr. Joyce Durham.
It's actually George.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. They have it written down incorrectly.
Yeah. I went to North Texas, so I'm used to being from the North Texas area, and I'm in radio.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, from Dallas, Texas, it's Mr. Gordon Keith.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you. I'm from Dallas, Texas as well, kind of known as a ladies' man, but also not opposed to trying new things. So let me hear from you guys.
All right.
Okay.
That's great stuff. All right, we have five play-by-play cuts to listen to. You can listen to each cut twice, and then we'll ask you to name that sport. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Craig.
All right, here is cut number one, Name That Sport.
Oxygen and water?
Oxygen and water.
Hmm. That's bowling.
Yeah, the 7-10 split.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
I said it first.
We always start off with a bit of an easy one, and you both get a point because you were both correct there. Have you heard of the Ginger Assassin?
No, but I saw a highlight of this. This happened like in the last week, didn't it?
Yeah, this was at the U.S. Open in Reno, and this guy is a teenage bowler. He's a prodigy. His name is Anthony Neuer. They call him the Ginger Assassin, and this was the first 7-10 split on national TV in 30 years, and so that's why it sounded like this.
At the same time?
That's what I'm going to start saying after every big play that we witness. Give me some oxygen and water.
That is a pretty amazing shot.
It really is.
Earlier I mentioned what kind of a whip bowling can be, but that's a pretty amazing shot.
All right, after round one, we're tied at one. What a competition we've got. All right, here we go. Play-by-play cut number two. Gentlemen, name that sport.
Chance to give his team a 3-2 lead here.
Rocking,
looking near, going far, and you saw Gonzalez stay home. We're going to get a jar call here. See where he awards the ball. And award it to the three-rod of Steve Diaz. Feels that Steve would have caught that ball on the three without the jar.
I thought the jar was being called again to give Neutron the ball on the five.
Diaz. Tried to go to the far side, angled that one wide of the goal. It comes back to Gonzalez. Shot down the middle on goal. Blocked by Levesque. Rebound picked up by Steve Diaz.
Boy, I have no idea on that.
It's a jar. Catch it in the jar.
You mean you guys don't recognize the athlete Steve Diaz?
No.
No.
We got to make a guess, though, Giorgio.
All right, you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
You have the option to always hear it a second time. All right, Jerry.
Chance to give his team a 3-2 lead here.
Rocking,
looking near, going far, and you saw Gonzalez stay home. We're going to get a jar call here. See where he awards the ball. And award it to the three-rod of Steve Diaz. Feels that Steve would have caught that ball on the three without the jar.
I thought the jar was being called again to give Neutron the ball on the five.
Diaz. Tried to go to the far side, angled that one wide of the goal. It comes back to Gonsalves. Shot down the middle on goal. Blocked by Levesque. Rebound picked up by Steve Diaz.
Man, I...
Gentlemen, name that sport.
Pickle hockey?
I'm going to say... basket throwing?
You're both incorrect.
Damn it.
That is audio from the Foosball World Championship.
Oh, Foosball. Man. Okay.
Luxembourg versus Canada.
It's the jar.
And you had two on each side. And they had players coming off the bench. They would rotate players in and out.
Huh.
A jar is when you hit the wall with the bumper hard enough to either shake the table or hard enough to influence the movement or position of the ball, and the referee will call it.
So that's illegal.
That's illegal. And I love it, the three rod, you know, so
yeah,
all these players are on rods.
Right.
And I love the color commentator. He just can't believe, I thought that'd be awarded to the five rod.
I just played foosball a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
I also thought the sound might get give it away.
Yeah, it totally sounds familiar now. I should have got that.
When we were kids, did you always play foosball by just spinning the rod?
Loved it.
Out of control.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had friends that had a foosball table. We thought that was pretty cool.
At their home?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dang. Yeah.
They must have been rich.
Yeah.
All right, we're excitingly tied at 1-1. George and Gordo playing Name That Sport. Gentlemen, here is sport number three.
And they look like they have a good run brewing up right here.
This is their first time competing.
Yeah.
Bright future here for this team.
If you've got it, you got it, right? But the hard training pays off. Rapid things
there you
up,
go.
And he is
He's
fired
happy.
Up and stoked as he should be.
What an entry performance.
Jeff Hill and Zinn with 87.8. Wow.
A national championship title on their first time out competing. But look at this. That is why difficulty of throws, great catches, working every aspect of the field and the routine. Really an amazing and incredible performance.
It's like medicine ball throwing, some kind of...
I'm going to say it's some sort of like figure skating, but it's maybe it's roller blading.
You mentioned throwing skating. And weight catching.
Yeah, but you have throws and, and that, right?
It's very interesting. We have medicine ball throwing as one guess and figure skating as another guess. All right, Jer, let's play it for them one more time.
And they look like they have a good run brewing up right here.
This is their first time competing.
Yeah.
Bright future here for this team.
You've got it, you got it, right? But the hard training pays off. Rapid things
there you
up.
Go.
And he is
He's
fired
happy.
Up and stoked as he should be.
What an entry performance.
Jeff Hill and Zinn with 87.8. Wow.
A national championship title on their first time out competing. But look at this. That is why difficulty of throws, great catches, working every aspect of the field and the routine. Really an amazing and incredible performance.
Is it something like axe throwing?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to guess like axe
throwing. Some sort of pairs dancing thing.
You are both incorrect. That was on ESPN recently, the Purina Championships. That is dog freestyle frisbee.
Oh, dang.
I thought when they said Jeff Hill and Zen get 89 points that you might think, okay, that's what. Who is Zen?
That's going to be a moron dog.
That's Phil Jackson.
Throwing, catching. That's a tough one. That was a tough one. But
so
yes.
They put a routine together and they...
Yeah.
Run around and the guy throws or the girl throws frisbee to the dog.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's on national television. Look for it. The Purina Championships on ESPN.
Right. God, we'll make a sport out of anything.
All right. We are still excitingly tied at George 1, Gordo 1, and we're on to round 4. Gentlemen, name that sport.
They're going to come out, start this race at 28 and try and finish on 29. Smirkov has held 29s the whole way and held so brilliantly. Again, 29.5. He's really just playing this pacing out exactly the way he thinks he should. But to have a chance at winning a gold, this pace feels too slow to me.
The question of that man you just saw, Patrick Roost, who does have that track record of sub-606, is he just that much better than everybody else that 10 seconds behind Patrick Roost is not all that far off what the rest of the field's going to do here?
I think, generally speaking, yes.
Got a track.
You're choosing clips that give us no clue whatsoever.
They gave us some clues there.
Oh, right, what are the clues?
You have the name of a very famous athlete in this sport.
No, uh-uh.
Track, times.
Mm-hmm, some sort of race on a track.
This is marble racing.
Ooh. I don't know if they have that. One more time.
They do have marble racing. Do they? I watched a lot of it once.
Maybe it is.
All right, one more.
They're going to come out, start this race at 28s, and try and finish on 29s. Smirkov has held 29s the whole way and held so brilliantly. Again, 29.5. He's really just playing this pacing out exactly the way he thinks he should. But to have a chance at winning a gold, this pace feels too slow to me.
The question of that man you just saw, Patrick Roost, who does have that track record of sub-606, is he just that much better than everybody else that 10 seconds behind Patrick Roost is not all that far off what the rest of the field's going to do here?
I think, generally speaking, yes.
29.5.
There's another big clue here.
Track. I'm missing it because I have
10 seconds
I'm
going to
say it's...
is it velodrome something?
It's some sort, yeah.
Did I hear a bike
of
racing?
A dirt bike back there somewhere?
Bike racing?
Yeah, dirt bike racing.
And I'm going to say regular bike racing.
You are both incorrect.
Damn.
That is speed skating, the world championships, the 5,000 meters, and you can hear the skating. You can hear the shh.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't either.
We're still excitingly tied at 1-1.
We're sucking.
And we are on to the final round. Whoever wins this will win the championship.
World
By
championship.
The way, the winner will receive a prestigious trophy, sans engraving, and the loser will receive the home version of Name That Sport.
Okay.
So, to cut number 5, gentlemen, name that sport.
But it's within touching distance for both these two teams.
Kaiser,
Kaiser whips the engage zone. It's inspired in the middle of everything, but is it too little, too late? Odwanek tries to find a way to the backside, but it won't matter. Hartman, it's a two! The two-time TCL champion makes his mark on this final, and Mad Lions are not done yet. It is Hansama running for the hills. It is Rogue falling down in the final moments. Mad Lions may end it right here. Mad Lions have the wave in mid. There is no stopping them. Three games in a row, the reverse sweep becomes a reality.
That play-by-play guy's great.
Yes.
Like that auctioneer.
That's Chainsaw Championship?
I don't know.
Let me hear this one more time, and then I can tell you exactly what it is.
Okay.
But it's within touching distance for both these two teams. Kaiser whips the engage zone. It's inspired in the middle of everything, but is it too little, too late? Odwanek tries to find a way to the backside, but it won't matter. Hartman, it's a two! The two-time TCL champion makes his mark on this final, and Mad Lions are not done yet. It is Hansama running for the hills. It is Rogue falling down in the final moments. Mad Lions may end it right here. Mad Lions have the wave in mid. There is no stopping them. Three games in a row, the reverse sweep becomes a reality.
Sounds like it's motorcycle racing or something, but that would make sense in games.
Mad Lions. It's maybe that's what it is. It's a video game of some sort.
Oh yes, there you go. It's an e-sport.
You are both correct.
Hot dog.
I think George gets the advantage because he identified it first.
Okay.
Yes, you were.
But I identified
games.
The first one
I said
first,
video
and he.
Games.
You gave him.
Oh yeah,
but that was, yeah. I said bowling was, before he did.
That was obviously bowling, though.
So we're gonna
7-10.
We're gonna be tied either way then.
Yeah, either way, it's
either 1-1 or 2-2.
I don't
yes,
care.
That is esports. That is the LEC League of Legends. The Mad Lions beating Rogue for the championship on their Twitch stream. Is that play-by-play guy not unbelievable?
He's great.
He's good.
I think we have another cut. Listen to how fast he talks here.
How can you talk that fast?
But they will take that mid lane turret incredibly low. It's already 2 Drake advantage here for the side of C9, but now the fight's breaking out. Core JJ coming in for the counterattack. Vulcan's already dead. and Fudge cannot arrive in time. Perks is still looking for some damage. Armeo is going to be killed off next. Perks having to fall back a little bit. Ven doing the same. Fudge continues leading the charge, but Tactical has rejoined the fight too. Core JJ tossing Ven back over his shoulder. Tactical into the back line, looking for the damage. Ven going to be taken very low. Core JJ going to be taken down. Ven with the reset.
Got to dodge the W.
Fudge to kill onto Alfari. Jensen's looking to stay alive, but Perks is saying no. Team Liquid lose 4. Perks wants to make it 5. Everfrost says no problem. Double kill over to the mid lane from C9.
What a team fight from Cloud9. Okay. From House Ven.
That guy is the best play-by-play guy ever.
He's great. I'm sorry, what game? Are they playing Fortnite? What are they playing?
It's League of Legends.
League of Legends
is the name of the game.
Is it Fortnite?
Well, there you have it. Another exciting edition of Name That Sport. Congratulations. We have a tie for the championship. So we're going to have to do this again at some point
Let's
to break
it.
This tie.
I'm going to so trounce Giorgio next time.
Hurts.
I'm going to study.